For many of us, the way we engage with meditation and Buddhist teachings evolves over time. We may first become interested in meditation and Buddhist teachings because our life has become difficult, stressful, and we want different solutions, different techniques to help us process and let go of the stress we're experiencing. Or it may be that we become aware that there are deeper forms of happiness we could be enjoying, that through meditation we could find happiness from within, and we want to improve our life and our mental well-being. And so in this way, our meditation, our practice of Buddhist teachings, becomes an incredibly valuable addition to our life. It is something that augments our life, and we appreciate it. But the more we practice, the deeper our practice becomes, we start to realize that it's not just a helpful add-on, almost like a luxurious addition that improves our life. We start to relate to it as the very core, as our purpose, as what our life is really for, developing these qualities, evolving who we are. And I think this is particularly true of our tantric practice. For a lot of people, when we first receive tantric empowerments and learn the meditations and recitations, we might enjoy them. We might appreciate the beautiful visions we conjure in our mind, but still think this is really just a game of imagination. And it may feel quite divorced from our daily life and really dealing with the challenges, like a very comfortable, enjoyable escape that we can take once a day or as frequently as we can, escaping to an imagined beautiful world, but not really feel that there's a relationship between that experience and the challenges of our daily life. Now, lately, with the global crisis, the coronavirus pandemic, we are being bombarded with images of death, people in hospitals struggling to breathe on ventilators, many people dying. And so invariably, inevitably, we are going to be thinking more about our death than perhaps we usually would. What will my death be like? How will it feel? How would I be in those situations? And whilst that's a topic that some people would be uncomfortable with and some people might think is morbid, it has great potential to make us understand what Buddha's tantric teachings are really for. Tantra means the continuum. And we are in a continuum. We go from life to life to life. Our mind, the mind we have now, dissolves when we sleep into a deep sleeping mind, into a dreaming mind, from where we awake to the day mind again. And that cycle happens night after night, day after day, throughout our life. And from one life to the next, a similar dissolution and appearance arises of the mind, from rebirth to rebirth. What we do with Buddha's tantric teachings is we find the very core of who we are, and we inhabit not the gross mind and the gross body, but the subtle mind and the subtle body. In his book, Modern Buddhism, Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche says, "In the mental continuum of each and every living being, there is a deathless person, or I, who possesses a deathless body. The indestructible wind is the very subtle wind that is associated with and acts as the mount for the very subtle mind. It is called the continuously residing body because we have had this body continuously in life after life. Although our mind of self-cherishing believes that our present body is our own body and cherishes it, in reality our present body is a part of others' bodies because it is part of our parents' bodies. Our self imputed upon our present body and mind will cease at the end of the death process, whereas our self imputed upon our continuously residing body and mind will never cease, but goes from one life to the next. It is this person or I that will finally become an enlightened being. We have been journeying from life to life to life. We have faced that challenge of death again and again and again. And in our ordinary world, there is no answer to that challenge. But in Buddha's teachings, and specifically in Buddha's tantric teachings, we find the perfect answer. Inside each one of us, there is a deathless person. If we can impute ourself on that person, we find real freedom. Our continuum stops being a continuum of uncontrolled death and rebirth and lives full of challenges and difficulties, but it becomes a pure continuum of perfect freedom. So we need to draw hope and encouragement and positive, important things from the unusual, horrible things that we are seeing all around us in our society, in our world at the moment. And if we can take from this a real appreciation of the value of Tantra, if we can understand what it is really for, stop thinking it's just imagination, it's just a pleasant meditation, but really see, this is what my life is for, this is my target. Can I identify with my very subtle body and mind? Can I attain the deathless state? As Venerable Geshe-la says, a yogi once said, first, due to fear of death, I ran towards Dharma. Then I trained in the state of deathlessness. Finally, I realized there is no death, and I relaxed.